Nice though, huh? Cool. What economy of line. Look at that. Just so.
Broward College professor Leo Stitsky and first-year student Josh Cartwright are checking out black and white illustrations of the great white whale, Moby Dick. Cartwright likes to work in black and white, so Stitsky is showing him Rockwell Kent's 1930 pen and ink drawings for Herman Melville's novel.
That's a ton of white.
And right away, Cartwright says, that's how I want to do my self-portrait.
Yeah, for your self-portrait?
Yeah, I was trying to.
I like that one. Just get that mood, that negative space. Yeah. It's nice.
Without knowing their work, Cartwright has developed a style similar to Kent and Lynd Ward, who made black and white prints from woodcuts. That's the type of relationship with art that's supposed to develop in this classroom. The Visual Arts and Design Academy is a school within a school. There's just 8 students. The goal is to create a pipeline of professional artists and graphic designers.
Well, when I was graduating high school, I wasn't really into art yet. I knew I could, like, draw and, like, you know, do small projects.
But the teacher in his digital imaging program encouraged Cartwright to apply for the new program. Now he's interested in designing user interfaces and apps for phones, tablets, or computers. And Cartwright has clearly found a style. The class's current assignment is to create a psychological self-portrait. Cartwright's is silhouetted in stark black and white. In a previous assignment, he created a storyboard of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart.
And I noticed with his stories, it was kind of like this intense kind of, you know, moment where you're sucked into the story. So I was like, I wanted to use black so that way it can really create like a very dark, moody kind of atmosphere, but use the white so that way it's a string contrast with the people that's in it.
These guys are young and they're not quite sure where they're going to end up, so it's kind of an interesting maturation process.
That's graphic design professor Leo Stitsky again. Broward already had plenty of students working on 2-year art degrees, most of them for graphic design. But the college wanted to create a more rigorous program with more of an emphasis on individual attention, where professors have more time and space to teach and mentor students. And it's harder to get into.
In some ways, we're hoping to emulate to some degree what New World School of the Arts does in Miami.
The rigor starts with entry into the program. Students have to make it through a jury, which reviews and asks them questions about their work.
They have to learn to talk about their work, to be conceptual, to be articulate, to be professional, about presentation.
At the end of the year, students must go through the jury process again.
It was really nerve-wracking last year.
Monica Mendez says the jury forces her to think about what she's trying to say.
Basically, you show up and you're alone in a room and you are there with your work and you're just kind of, you're not like second-guessing yourself. You're like, oh, I could have fixed this or this.
Her psychological self-portrait incorporates multiple heads, religious iconography, and a childhood doll. Another student, Claudia Morell, created a small likeness of herself battling a larger, monstrous version. The clear message?
You're your own worst enemy.
Monica Mendez says she loves being one of just 8 students.
No, yeah, it's really awesome. I love the size of the class, definitely. We all come check on each other. We all talk about, like, I like what you're doing, or maybe you could try it like this.
Mendez says after she graduates, she's thinking about doing art therapy with kids. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Davie.